morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved the establishment of the third launch pad, TLP, at the Satish Dhawan Space Center of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support a standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human spaceflight missions. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the third launch pad will prove to be an important milestone for the country in space infrastructure.
Cabinet mein mane Pradhan Mantri ji ne 3985 crore rupees ki cost se third launch pad sanction kiya hai. जो कि देश के लिए स्पेस इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में बहुत एक इम्पॉर्टेंट माइलस्टोन साबित होगा. फर्स्ट और सेकेंड लॉन्च पैड उससे कई ज्यादा कैपेसिटीज की है. अगले 30 वर्षों को ध्यान में रखते हुए इस इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की डिजाइन की जा रही है. दो बड़े मिशन लिए गए हैं जिसमें भारत अंतरिक्ष स्पेस स्टेशन बनेगा और बाय 2040 मून पर पहुंचने की जो मिशन हाथ में लिया हुआ है उसमें थर्ड लॉन्च पैड का बहुत बड़ा रोल रहेगा.
The QS World Future Skills Index has ranked India second for digital skills ahead of Canada and Germany. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over this achievement. He said, over the last decade, the government has worked on strengthening the country's youth by equipping them with skills that enable them to become self-reliant and create wealth. Deputy Commissioner Mokokchung Tsuvise Phoji has underscored the core values of Dobashis, which is integrity, trustworthiness and linguistic proficiency. Reflecting on their historical contributions, Mr. Phoji acknowledged the sacrifices made by the Dobashis in the past and urged the current generation to preserve these principles while adapting to modern challenges. Speaking at the introductory session of the 22nd Triennial Conference, comes 63rd anniversary of the Nagaland Dobashi Association at P. Shilu Ao Park, Mokokchung Town yesterday, he also encouraged Dobashis to avoid divisive ideologies and remain steadfast in their roles as guardians of customary law and mediators of justice. The two-day event is being held under the theme, Strengthening the Spirit of Naga Customary Laws and Its Practices. The first meeting of 2025 for administrative heads of departments and heads of departments was held at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Conference Hall in Kohima yesterday. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam commended the departments for their contributions to the success of the 25th Hornbill Festival, noting improvements in traffic management, sanitation and utilities. He also highlighted Nagaland's positive presentation at the Chief Secretary's Conference in December 2024, where the state's creative economy and tourism initiatives, including the music industry, Hornbill Festival, homestays and startups, received praise from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. On the upcoming budget session, he called on departments to submit innovative proposals aimed at improving public services with suggestions to be sent to the Finance Department within a week. The Central Seat Allocation Board, CSAB 2025, has invited students from northeastern states to register for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main 2025. Registration for JEE will begin on 31st of January.
CSAB 2025 will conduct CSAB NEUT rounds to allocate seats in many AICTE-approved institutes and universities across India under the scheme of reservation of seats in degree-level technical courses for candidates of the Northeastern states and union territories. For candidates who may not secure a seat through the initial joint seat allocation authority or CSAB counseling rounds, the CSAB special round will offer an additional chance to gain admission to NIT plus institutions. Registration for session 2 will open on 31st of January and closed on February 24. Eligible candidates can visit the website jeemain.nta.nic.in/information-bulletin/ for further details. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, in collaboration with Parakh and CRT New Delhi, organized a three-day workshop on capacity building for preparation of cadre of professional paper setters for mathematics and science teachers at the AIDA Training Center, Don Bosco Campus, Dimapur, recently. The workshop, which covered the districts of Dimapur, Chumukedima, Newland, Paran and Mon, saw the participation of 49 mathematics teachers and 44 science teachers. The workshop focused on innovative assessment approaches to foster deep thinking and conceptual understanding in line with the NEP 2020's shift away from rote learning. A similar workshop also began yesterday for teachers from Kohima, Seminyu, Wakha, Mokokchung and Peg districts at CIMET SERT Kohima and will conclude tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.